Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Protect your family's future with life cover from Zurich. Talk to a financial broker to find out more.
As I say, the Dáil vote on a Sinn Féin motion to extend the evictions ban will take place in just a few minutes' time now. Independent TD Cathal Berry will now back the government after regional independent group amendments were adopted. But fellow regional group member TD Verona Murphy will not support the government. In advance of the vote, a pairing arrangement has been secured by Fine Gael for Helen McEntee, who's on maternity leave, as you know, and Joe Carey, who's been ill. Yesterday, Independent TD Violet Ann Wynne dissolved her arrangement with Minister McEntee so that she could vote against the ending of the ban. Violet Ann Wynne joins me now from the Dáil as this crucial vote is just about to be called. So I'm very grateful that you're joining us, Violet Ann Wynne, to the programme.
No problem at all, and thanks for having me on your show.
Some would say this is a controversial decision of yours to dissolve the pairing with Minister Helen McEntee, who's on maternity leave. Why are you doing so?
Yeah, I've seen the mixed reactions to the news. Look, since the Dáil returned after Christmas, I have been facilitating a pairing arrangement with the government, and that was in order for Minister Helen McEntee not to be present at votes during her maternity leave. I entered this agreement with conditions from the outset because I was mindful of the fact that I myself had, taken maternity leave as well for a period of 6 months. Mm-hmm. So it's a long period of time for any TD to not be present for votes. So with that in mind, and obviously, the impact that would have on my constituents, I entered this agreement with conditions from the outset, which I made a point to have in writing with the government chief whip's office. And that's where I suppose all of the agreement and arrangements were made.
So what were the conditions? What conditions allowed you to break the arrangement?
Yeah, so I suppose I outlined that I would, have to sever the pair if my own legislation was up for a vote in the chambers, which has happened, just recently, actually, or if there was an issue of enormous magnitude to my constituents. And I believe that this motion in its current context, with the homeless numbers at the highest that they have ever been mm-hmm. since records began. And that's the fact, I suppose, that I severed
but
the
you
pair.
You would have known the magnitude of the housing crisis and the homelessness crisis when you entered into this pairing arrangement. What happened this week, if anything, that made you say, look, I have to break this deal?
So there was, two points to notice. I mean, when the ban, the eviction ban was first announced in October, I said at the time that the ban would not be a solution to the housing crisis and would not provide security of tenure beyond that point. But I said it was a time buying exercise, and I was hoping that the government would use that time from October till now to be able to come forward with not just, I suppose, the amendments that they've announced in the last 24 hours, but I suppose with real time and real practical solutions to the housing crisis.
So you feel the government haven't done enough. What about constituents? What have they been telling you?
Well, I suppose I'm hearing and speaking to people every day who are either at risk or are already homeless and have nowhere to go because, local authority emergency accommodations have been full to capacity. And that's not a new situation either. That's been an ongoing situation, especially in my county, for the last number of months. The pressure that the local authority is under to try and facilitate the numbers that are, presenting themselves in County Clare, for example, on a monthly basis are extortionate. And they're, in a position where they're telling people to stay put where they are. Mm-hmm. And some people are in really difficult circumstances. And, that's not an option
okay,
for them.
Okay, so that's why you're voting against the government here. You want the eviction ban extended. We're hearing Matt Shanahan will also back the government. Cathal Berry, as I said, Independent TD, he's going to back the government as well on this. But we're hearing that Verona Murphy, the Independent TD from Wexford, is not going to back the government here. The government pretty confident, Violet Ann Wynne, that they're going to win the day here by at least four votes or so. Is that how you read it as well?
I'm not quite sure as to how it is going to go. I suppose the news that's coming out now in the last number of hours is indicating that a number of independents are going to vote with government. When I suppose I was making this decision, there was independents mooting that they weren't going to vote with government. So it was looking like it was going to be a very contentious vote. I'm not sure if that is how it's going to transpire. The next few minutes or so will show all. But for me and for my constituents who are in that situation, who are experiencing, you know, unbelievable circumstances, and I suppose it's affecting their ability to cope on an everyday basis. And it's their young children that are involved in this situation as well. I suppose if direct action was taken, I mean, mm-hmm. I've written to the minister on several occasions requesting that he employ a similar strategy with the large scale building of modular homes to that of the Minister for Children, Equality, Disability, Integration and Youth. I've also asked him to employ the same statutory instrument granting planning exemptions that Minister O'Gorman is using to get units on stream as quickly as possible. But unfortunately, my calls to date have not been heeded and my advice has been flatly and roundly ignored.
Well, they say they're working on various measures to try and get supply up as quickly as possible. Finally, they say it's the lesser of two evils here at the government, but you don't accept that, obviously, briefly.
No, absolutely not. When you're speaking to the people who are relaying, I suppose, the situations and circumstances that they are facing, and we know that the true figure of hidden homelessness in Ireland is estimated to be over 290,000, and one in four of us know someone who is or has been hidden homeless. I myself became homeless during my maternity leave, so I felt that this was definitely an issue that I couldn't sit back and simply do nothing.
Okay, I hear you loud and clear. Independent TD Violet Anne Wynn, thank you very much indeed for explaining that decision.